exciting news. Working with FEMA, cutting through some red tape here in Washington, it was great to get the commitment of upwards of $5 million towards the Lakeshore facility.
Congressman Reed telling WBFO News this $5 million in promised FEMA funds would assist the financially struggling hospital. Hospital leaders said the facility would close this year unless a new buyer steps forward. The Lakeshore Healthcare Center's operator, the TLC Health Network, recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Reed was able to secure FEMA funds based on massive flooding in 2009 in Irving.
And that's one of the frustrating things. I mean, this has been an ongoing process, and you know, here we are, 2014, there's been significant delays in FEMA in getting answers and commitments in regards to this disaster relief funds. But, you know, I'm happy. I had a great conversation with the FEMA director and Jerome Hatfield from the Region 2 administrator.
Reed received assurances that a FEMA application for disaster funds was approved Wednesday.
Because these funds are really for the long-term capital improvements that are part of the project amendment application. And if I'm a buyer an investor who we hope to attract and make the investments in the community, keep the Lakeshore facility there, knowing that this money is there from the federal government bodes well for an investor to say, you know, this is less risky. We have some money that can be used to keep the hospital growing and vibrant. You know, that bodes real well.
If Lakeshore closes, many citizens would scramble for care. It's also a major employer in the area with about 460 employees. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.